Welcome to the Simply Authentic Podcast, where we hope to inspire you to dream bigger, empower you to take charge of your own life, and challenge you to be your most authentic self. Authentic Podcast. I'm Angie Mullings.
And I'm Tanya Murfin. And it is July. And it's summertime, Angie.
It's the season for travel.
It is, not? Yes. Yeah. We enjoyed a great episode last week from a travel advisor, Crystal
Hicks.
So good. And just talking to her made me excited about future travels. Mm-hmm. So what we wanted to do is share our summer vacations with you, because you never know when you're looking for a place to go, or you've heard about a place to go and you've never really delved into looking into it. So We're going to tell you what we've done this summer so far, where we've been, and a little bit about it. And then you'll have something to go off of if one day you want to go to one of those places.
Yeah, so, should be fun.
All right, So I'm going to get started, and I know I've talked about this place before, but I'll go into a little more depth, because we took a family vacation to Rosemary Beach the first part of June, And this vacation was really special to me because it was the first trip that the grandkids got to go on.
Yeah.
And the first trip that I have a married daughter with two children, and then all the other kids that were there, they're all young adults in their 20s. And so it was just a different temperature than trips in the past with my kids, because they weren't so much adults at that time.
Yeah.
So,
and not only was it your kids, but your ex went with you.
Yes.
And I loved you guys' hashtag modern family, because it truly was. And you even had photos together.
We did. We were in beach photos together. Yes. So we probably will do a future episode on how to co-mingle after divorce, your ex-spouse. But yes, Randy went with us. And when we first started planning this trip with my children, just us talking about going on a family vacation, they asked, I don't remember who brought it up first, but we talked about, well, do we want to invite your dad? Mm-hmm. And of course, they wanted to make sure that was okay with me, because Randy and I have not traveled together since we were married some years ago.
Okay.
And not all divorces end well, right? No. And Randy and I have not always gotten along. There's been some very tumultuous times in our past, but I am very happy to report that we traveled together this season of life well, and it was fine. We all had a blast, and we not only, you know, Randy and his girlfriend, Alicia, my kids, and Madden took a girlfriend with her. We traveled with a family that the girls grew up with. Okay. So the Neidig family lived on our cul-de-sac. And when we moved into that house, when Randy and I were married, the girls were 3 and 5.
Uh-huh.
Well, Jimmy had a 3 and a 5-year-old as well, and they're boys.
Uh-huh.
So the kids grew up together.
They're like family.
To say that they're like brothers and sisters, They would tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have another son who's just a few years older, Jacob. And so everybody, two of the boys brought girlfriends with them. And then Jonah, Madden, and Faith all stayed in a bunk room together because they didn't have a significant other with them.
Yeah.
And then my friend Whitney went with us. And so there were 17 of us.
Wow.
So the two babies, 3 and just over 1, and we had a large home that slept 32 people.
Wow.
So it was large, 3-level, and the home was made up perfectly for the family elements that we had, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Randy and Alicia, Whitney and I, and Caleb and Lakin and the little girls all went to the top floor. And then the middle floor was some of the Neidigs, and the bottom floor was the bunk room with Madden and Faith, and then the rest of the Neidigs. And there were multiple living areas, multiple porches. Nice. There was a pool with a big seating area out there and a grill and TVs. And it was just the makeup of the house was perfect so that we all, you could get away from each other if you needed to.
Right.
We could all come together and eat. There were two giant farm tables.
Awesome.
So we all could actually eat together in the same room. Kitchen was amazing. So as far as choosing a VRBO, we hit it with gold. You know, we were very close to the beach, so within walking distance. We had a golf cart and six bikes that came with the house.
Awesome.
So bikes is always on my criteria. Yeah. If we don't get them with the house, we rent them.
Yeah.
So Rosemary Beach, just to give a little bit of history of how I got introduced to it, it wasn't actually that Rosemary Beach that took me down there to begin with. It was the mention of watercolor and seaside. And I had a friend that mentioned that they went there every year. And she, her description of it sounded like where I needed to go for my next Florida vacation, because I had been to the Destin area, been to the Tampa Clearwater area. You know, I've vacationed in various parts of Florida, but I'd never been to 30A. And that's the road that runs through all of these towns. So I made, the first year that we went, it was following my other divorce, and I hadn't been to the lake in a couple of years, hadn't been to the beach in a couple of years, and I was very much needing a water vacation. So we went with a family for the first time down there, and we took kids and stayed kind of in the middle of Seaside and Rosemary. So we were able to kind of look through all of those areas and vacation in all of those areas to see what we liked the best.
Gotcha.
Well, the very next year, we booked a trip with the Neidig family and went with them on the 4th of July. And we stayed closer to Rosemary Beach.
Gotcha.
So I've just decided over the years of being to Seaside and Watercolor and Seacrest and Rosemary and Alice Beach that Rosemary is just what gives me all the feels.
Gotcha.
And when I describe it to people, I say, you've been to Destin before. Most people have been to a very commercialized beach area, right?
Right.
So we all can picture what that's like in our head. This feels like somewhere else. And by saying that, I mean like even in another country. It does not feel like the traditional commercialized Florida.
Gotcha.
So when you go down 30A, you will not find a McDonald's. You will not find a Walmart on 30A. You have to go outside of 30A and on Highway 98 to get to a Walmart and get to the major grocery stores, which down there is Publix. But it just feels homegrown. It feels personal. And Rosemary itself was built and created in 1995. They have signs that they proudly display that. And the Rosemary area itself is not very big. It's it's a lot smaller than you'll picture it in your mind. But the houses and the it's mainly, you know, two and three story houses built up. You don't have basements down there. And they most of them have a front porch for front porch sitting, and I'm a big porch sitter. And so when you ride your bike through the cobblestone streets of Rosemary, you just get this feeling that you're in a different place. And so it makes you feel a certain way, and that's why I keep going there, because of how it makes me feel. So,
and how many times have you been there?
So I've probably been... I went on those two family vacations. Then I went on two girls' trips where it was just five or six girlfriends that went. And then for my 50th, I went with another group of friends. And besides that, I've been back maybe counting this one, so two or three times besides that. So I've probably been nine or ten times by now. So I have, I'll at the end of my little excerpt here, I'll give you some restaurants that I love, just in case you're going sometime soon. You could go back and listen to this. So we have gotten used to the area. We know where we want to go eat. We kind of have a pattern of behavior. We go out to breakfast every morning on bicycle, or we walk, depending on where your house is and how close you are to these eateries. So a big mode of transportation is riding your bike. And So you can just imagine the lifestyle and how it feels to jump on your bike and go to breakfast every morning.
Yeah.
So fun. And it's just so laid back and so relaxing. Mm-hmm. Just nothing commercial about it.
Gotcha.
So
interesting.
My, let's see, the things I love the most about Rosemary. I'm just going to list them off, Angie.
Okay.
So you
just
ask questions if you
okay.
have any, what okay. that means. Doesn't feel like a traditional Florida vacation. No chain restaurants along 38. Everything is a mom and pop shop, and a lot of them,
love
you know,
that.
Are fancy mom and pop shops.
Yeah.
You know, you
yeah.
can have very formal dining, and you can have just wear your swimsuit and cover mm-hmm. up, and you know, mm-hmm. you can get both.
Mm-hmm.
Bike riding is a way of life. The Pearl Hotel is the only hotel in the area. And it's a boutique hotel, and it's quite expensive to stay there. But it is a icon that sits in Rosemary Beach, kind of where the, I'm going to call it a square area, and where you walk down the street, the Pearl's located, viewing the ocean, and they have a really great restaurant in there called the Havana, and they have a patio that you can sit on, and you can see the ocean as you sit there and eat breakfast.
Yeah.
Amazing. We always go there several times. The cobblestone streets, I've mentioned those several times. The food and restaurants are just, it's just unique to the area, you know? They have a farmer's market every weekend, so you can go ride your bike up there and walk and get some fresh vegetables for dinner. We end up cooking dinner a few nights, and then we go out for the rest. I'm a vacation person who doesn't want to prepare all my meals in my million-dollar house that I've rented, believe it or not. Yes, we eat some meals there, but I don't go on vacation to cook.
No.
I want to be served.
I think most of us don't. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So you have the, you know, the ability to do both when you rent the VRBO.
Yeah.
They have green spaces in these areas all along 30A. Seaside included has a wonderful green space. They have concerts at night.
Mm, okay.
So the kids can run wild in the green space while the concert's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, we went and enjoyed that one night while we were there. And you can get, you know, a dessert from some food trucks in Seaside and sit and watch the concert, and the kids can play in the grass.
Fun.
And they have those throughout Rosemary and Alice Beach, too. The walkability is amazing. You can go in for brunch and then end up going to the farmer's market and go to some boutiques and shop a little. I mentioned how the houses and the porches look. They're inviting. It just makes you feel invited to the area. The area itself shuts down between 9 and 10 p.m.
Gotcha.
So you don't see people out late. You, even when if you're on your bike at night or walking through maybe from dinner home at 9 to 10 o'clock, everything starts to shut down. And I know a lot of people wouldn't like that.
Yeah.
But that's right up my alley.
I
like to be in bed by 9, you know? But
well,
I like...
Well, it's family friendly. That's
it
what
is.
It tells you. And you feel safe there, so...
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Super safe. Families everywhere, kids, you know, every age group really you see there. That I was going to tell you guys what my criteria is when I'm looking for a VRBO. So I probably am a bougie traveler because I just know what I like at this age, you know, as you do.
Yeah.
But it has to have a porch.
Uh-huh.
The location has to be right, so I have to be within riding bike distance or walking distance of Rosemary.
Mm-hmm.
And right beside Rosemary is Seacrest. It literally probably the same thing. In a lot of people's eyes, I've stayed in Seacrest too. You can still, it's the same distance. We actually stayed in Inlet Beach, which is on the other side of Rosemary. And still you're within bike riding distance and walking distance to get into Rosemary.
Mm-hmm.
It has to have enough beds and bathrooms. Bathrooms are a big deal.
Big deal.
You know,
deal.
Nobody wants to travel on a nice vacation and have to share a bathroom with six people. That's just out.
Yeah.
I now know we at least have to have a dipping pool.
Mm-hmm.
So there are several years that we've traveled with our girls' trip We never had a pool on those years. And we didn't really miss it, but now I know what we were missing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
you go to the beach and you come back and everybody falls into the pool. It's like a cool reprieve.
Yes.
And get the sand washed off of you. And, you know, it just has been in years past that we've now had at least a dipping pool. It is a criteria now that I won't book a house without it.
Yeah.
The proximity to the beach and eats, so I can bike ride. And it has to have the right vibe. So if you ever looked at a VRBO and it fits your criteria, it might have all of those things. But it just, it's not decorated right.
Yeah.
Are you that picky?
Oh, for sure.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. Very good.
Yeah.
Just wanted to make sure I wasn't more bougie than you, Angie.
So basically, if you're going there, there's not a hotel. I mean, you're going to be booking a VRBO.
Correct.
Airbnb, whatever.
Yes.
And
more than likely.
So you need to be prepared for that, that it's not, which I think if you want to go on a commercialized vacation, that's not where you're going to go, right? That's, if you want to go somewhere where there's hotel service, turn down service, that
you
kind of thing.
Cleaned every day.
Yeah.
No, that's, you're not going to get that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's lots of condos, I will mention, lots of condo complexes as well that seem to be really nice, have the pool, might have some services, have a gym, and have some services like that, but you're not going to find that traditional hotel in that area.
Gotcha.
No.
And you, because you've been with different sizes of groups, apparently there's availability for two bedroom up to whatever you had this time, 39 bedroom, whatever it was.
Yes.
So there's lots of options. What's the affordability like?
Well, I will say, since I've been going now for, let's say 8-ish years, the affordability has definitely changed.
Yeah.
And I saw a huge jump in pricing after 2020.
Yeah.
And after the pandemic and going after that, 21, 22 pricing, completely different. And I hate to say, but it's almost double what it was at one time.
Yeah.
And can you choose something that's not within the walking and biking distance and it be cheaper? Absolutely.
Yeah.
But if I just know me, and if I'm going to spend the money, I know where I need to be, and I'm willing to probably wait and save my money to have all of those dots connect.
Right.
So, no, you would not, if you were going with, let's just say you and two girlfriends were going down, you could find they have a lot of carriage houses. So you've got your main house, and then you've got a carriage house that sleeps four or six.
Gotcha.
That's a great option that is much more affordable than traveling with 17 people.
Sure.
And that's the unfortunate part. The bigger the party you get, you have to be pickier to find the right bedrooms and bathrooms.
Right.
And if
right.
you're going to be there 7 days versus maybe 4 nights, or 7 nights versus 4 nights, then you can take a little bit different vacation than what the big group of 17 people can,
Right. And so you've been there for short terms, like over a weekend, like a 4-day weekend, and then you've been there for a week. So there's enough to do in a week's time that can keep you busy. So if you wanted to take a full week's vacation, you could spend it there and have
absolutely
plenty to do.
Yes. And I mean, I think you have to be a beach person, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
you're going to design your trip around how many days you want to be there of how many days you would actually want to be at the pool or at the beach.
Right.
Now, I will say the Nidig men went on a fishing trip. So you're not very far from Panama City Beach. You're only about 30-minute drive.
Okay.
And it's super easy to get there from Rosemary, especially because 38 ends at Rosemary and you jump on 98 and head into PCB. And so they rented a boat one day, went out on a fishing trip, caught fish that they brought back and we fried up, which was amazing.
Yeah.
And then, Panama City Beach is kind of like Destin. You've got, you could go down there with the family for golf or go-kart rides and mini golf and lots of big shopping, not boutique shopping.
Yeah.
They've got a mall down there that we've actually been to before.
Yeah.
With lots of your regular shops. And there's also, what's the Tanger Outlet? in Branson called the knockoff shops, outlet shops. Outlet mall shopping. Yes. There's one of those in Destin.
Yeah.
And we fly into Destin. And
that's what then, I was going to ask is where's the closest town to fly into?
So it'd be Panama City Beach or Destin. But a little tip for you is that Allegiant flies directly from Springfield to Destin. So it's literally a less than 2 hour flight and you're there.
Yeah.
So we've driven in the first two trips that we took different families with us. We drove on those trips and we have flown ever since. I was trying to think of the girlfriend trip we flew on those two.
Yeah.
Because it's just too easy.
Yeah.
And they've, in this year's flights, the times to fly were amazing.
Really? Okay.
In years past, you were coming in at 1 o'clock at night and they were terrible flight times.
Yeah.
But that's what you were stuck with because Allegiant only flies so many days of the week, you know.
Right.
So that is a great option for getting there quickly to fly directly into Destin.
Yeah.
So, and I don't think Allegiant flies to Panama City. So
gotcha.
That's not an option. So, and it's about a 12-hour drive if you're wanting to drive. And I don't want to discount the driving. So Madden and Joan and Faith drove this year and the Neidigs all drove.
Okay.
So we were able to put all the junk that we couldn't fly with.
Yeah.
Beach chairs, beach umbrellas, baby stuff, you know, we were able to put all that in their cars. And so we got, we saved a lot of money by doing that. Cause otherwise when you get down there, you've got to buy or rent beach chairs.
Yeah. Okay.
To go to the beach. Okay. So, and some houses have beach service already comes with your VRBO, but you have to, in particular, look for that.
Okay.
So, so I wanted to go through a bunch of restaurants that I love, but I'll, maybe we'll include those in the show notes.
Yeah. So that, we can do that.
Okay.
Because I have another question for you. As what times of the year have you been there?
I have been in May. You beat the school crowd.
Yeah.
And it's quiet and amazing.
Yeah.
In when you have children in school, so for you know several years I did, we had to go in the summer. So we went over the 4th of July twice, once with the Stonemans, once with the Neidigs, and it's really busy.
Yeah.
So if you go over the 4th, there's an extra layer of busy.
Yeah.
So if you want to go out to dinner, you've really got to plan ahead.
Yeah.
There's several restaurants that we like to go to and go back to that you can make a reservation at so many weeks out, like 4 weeks in advance, you can get a reservation at. So always check into that. There is a great Old Florida Fish House is one of the restaurants that we went and ate at this year. And it is giant, like a giant place. It sits on a bayou of water, and it has yard games, and it has a winery right there. And so there's all kinds of stuff to do while you're waiting for dinner.
Yeah.
The other times I've been in the summer, and this was 1st of June, like June 8th, and it was really perfect. I mean, yes, it was busy, but it wasn't 4th of July busy.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, and then our girls' trips, we always took like towards the end of July and August, I want to say. And those didn't seem to be as busy as the 4th of July. So it, obviously, it's a tourist area.
Yeah.
But it, and you'll also learn, like, if you want to get up and avoid riding bikes with everybody else in Rosemary, you got to get up and do it early, right? Otherwise, by 11 o'clock noon, everybody's on their bike and you got to be more careful. You know, you got to be a little bit skilled to make your way because you've got traffic coming at you with bikes and you've got people wanting to pass you with bikes and then you got walkers and runners and strollers and, you know.
Yeah.
So definitely you kind of get to know those ins and outs. Okay, if we want to take a bike ride for exercise this morning before breakfast, we need to get out early.
Yeah.
You know, and we're usually out by 7 riding bikes to get our exercise in, and then we go to breakfast after that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So
fun. As you're mentioning that, you know, I think I love visiting areas like that. And I was envisioning, like, Jackson Hole, Wyoming is a place that that could... some of your descriptions could be the same. It's very obviously, it's very well known. A lot of people want to travel yes. there. But it's we stayed in cabins when we went there. And Cowboy Village, I think, is what it was. Yeah. And then I thought of another town in New Hampshire that we were at where I've had the best pizza of my life. Erie, Pennsylvania, where I had the best Reuben I've ever had. Without bread, because I'm, you know,
gluten-free.
But, you know, I start to see... You know, you found someplace that you like to go. Yeah. I, on the other hand, want to go someplace I've never been.
Right.
And so we each, I think we can each bring something to this that will appeal to the masses.
I agree.
You know, yeah. that I'm going to try to pick someplace. A couple of episodes ago, we had our 4th of July episode, uh-huh. and I talked about how every year I want to visit someplace different to see how they celebrate the 4th yes. of July. And so when I was planning my vacation, there were two things. First of all, I've wanted for 20 years to go to a resort. Now they're called wellness resorts. Okay. Back when I first started looking into this and wanting to do this, they were more spas.
Yeah. That's what I would think.
Now it's more wellness. And I was having a conversation with Back Porch Hen, Callie yes. Linville, one yeah. day while we were here. And she said that she had traveled to this wellness resort in Arizona, Savannah. And so that's why I wanted to plan my vacation around that.
Okay.
And I knew I wanted to be gone over the 4th. And this year, I've got a couple of friends that I typically travel with, but for different reasons, that wasn't going to work out. And you know, we were kind of trying to talk about some things. And I thought, you know what? I want to just go be by myself. Yeah. It is so hard to, when you're here and you're working, it's hard to find even, and I'm not married, so I don't have somebody I go home to.
Right.
It's still hard for me to find alone time.
Right. Sure.
And really quality right. alone time, because I might be home, but I'm probably going to be on my computer
right.
or I'm going to be on the phone or I'm going to be, right. you know, something. I'm going to, yes. something is going to be drawing my attention. And so it's really hard to get good quality alone time.
Yes.
So I did a single trip, and I traveled about 2,300 miles all total
wow.
by myself, and I drove. And I drove because I wanted to see different things.
Yeah.
And I've made videos about this on my own page, so I'm going to try to cover things that maybe I didn't talk about in my little videos,
yeah.
just some things I saw along the way and some things that happened that were monumental. And so the first day I left, and it was storming in Springfield,
yep.
and I was headed west, and my ultimate destination was Savannah in Carefree, Arizona, which is just outside of Scottsdale.
Okay.
But there were a couple of stops I wanted to make along the way. And I really, you know, day one, you're excited, you're on vacation. And I thought of all the travel days for me to have a long day, that would be it.
Sure.
And it was a 13-hour day okay. all the way. I drove all the way to Albuquerque that day. But I left about 5:30 in the morning and it was storming. And so I had to change my route a little bit because the storm was coming right along I-44. And so I took 60. I've never taken 60 all the way to the turnpike.
Oh.
So when I got there, the clouds parted and it was like I was on my journey. You know, it was just perfect.
Yes.
There was a beautiful rainbow. You can't go to Tulsa, I don't think you can, without stopping at the McDonald's over the road.
Over the road.
Right?
Yes, always.
But if you haven't been there.
If for nothing else to pee.
Exactly. That's the perfect spot. But if you haven't been there for a while, they now have a little mini museum inside there.
I've seen that, yes.
Okay, and a little gift store.
Yes.
About the Will Rogers Turnpike and
yes.
all of that. And so it'd been years since I'd been there. So I have a really cool picture looking back to the east and the rainbow and everything. And
nice.
So it was cool. So that was my first stop along the way. And then I had packed all kinds of snacks because I did not want to get deterred. I did
right.
not want to stop for lunch. Did not want to stop for anything because Albuquerque.
Right.
Straight through to Albuquerque.
Right.
So I left Springfield. It was like around, I don't know, 67. It was less than 70 degrees, raining, storming, and drove all the way through Oklahoma. And Loves, by the way, Loves travel centers were my friends across the whole West. So that's where I stopped every time. Great bathrooms. They have good iced tea if you're looking for that, which I was. Okay. So
good tip.
I made one stop outside of Oklahoma City. And then I barreled right through Amarillo and got to New Mexico. By the time I got to East Texas, it was 105 degrees.
Wow.
So I went from under 70 to 105.
Yeah, you're peeling off clothes at that point.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. So did make it into Albuquerque that night. And my main reason for stopping in Albuquerque, first of all, I'd never been there. So it was a place I'd never been.
Okay.
And I wanted to do a balloon ride.
Okay.
And it's been on my bucket list for a long time. Mm-hmm. And the best place to do a balloon ride is in Albuquerque because that's where they do the Balloon Fest every year. Okay. The Balloon Fest is in October where 400 or 500 balloons lift off at the same time.
Wow.
And then come to find out, they can't really determine where they're going to land. So these balloons land all over the city and outlying area of Albuquerque. So I really would like to go back during Balloon Fest. Yeah, they all lift off from Fiesta Park, which is on the north end of Albuquerque. So they all lift off at the same time. And then depending on the wind, they're all up there for varying times because you cannot steer. Unfortunately, the lady next to me, so if you don't know, if you've never had a balloon ride, there's not stairs to get in. There's not like a little door that opens and invites you into the basket. And by the way, there is metal framing around that basket. It's not just a little basket that takes you up. I've had some It's not all wicker. I've had some really funny questions about that. But so you basically just have to sling yourself in. They have a step stool and you just sling yourself in.
Like getting on a horse.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So don't wear a skirt or, you know, anything like that. Very nice Indian family. So there's a divider down the middle, and obviously it's weight balanced. When you book your trip, you have to give your weight so they can make sure it's weight balanced. And had this very nice three-generation Indian family on one side, and then myself and a mother and son and another couple were on. And come to find out, both the ladies that were on my side were scared to death.
Okay.
And one was chain smoking before we got on, but yeah, not in the balloon. Not in the balloon.
Yikes.
No, she was chain smoking. She was just so nervous. And it didn't occur to me to be nervous. I've just never thought of balloon riding as something I would be, but I've done a lot of crazy stuff. So it's just not one of those things. It's just something I wanted to do. It wasn't an adrenaline thing for me.
Got it.
So, beautiful ride. We happened to be, it made her feel better. I'd read the reviews, so I knew that our pilot, Alfred, was 22-year veteran of piloting balloons, and so he knew what he was doing. And you could tell once we got up because we just had this very slow drift back into town. They take you north of town, and then you just drift back into town and you don't know where you're going to land. But anyway, the ladies that were on my side of the basket thought that he was determining where we were going. And he was like, no, I don't have control. I can do is give it more lift or downtake or, you know, depending on how the winds are going. And there wasn't a lot of wind that morning. So some of the balloons, we lifted off with four other balloons, and some of the balloons lost ground. They were headed back to, because they got in a downdraft, and they were headed back to where we started from. Mm-hmm. So their trip was involved a lot more riding in a van, because their pickup point was ended up being basically back where we started from.
Got it.
So, which was a good 15-20 minute ride from their base. We ended up crossed over the freeway and ended up in a parking lot on the other side of the freeway, just barely missing a fence by a few inches, but he knew what he was doing. Then you get over there, you land, and they pull out a table and you get mimosas. So,
nice.
It's great.
Celebration.
Celebration. It was a great experience. And even the ladies who were nervous said that they would do it again. They really did enjoy it. So,
And while you're up in the air, I'm picturing storm chasers, in this case, balloon chasers,
mm-hmm.
like they've got to meet you
They, right? I think they go back to home base because you're up there for, we were up for at least an hour, maybe a little bit more. Okay. Depending on the dress, you're going to be up there probably from 45 minutes to over an hour. Sure. And ours was over an hour, I think. But so they go back to home base and then they're in constant communication with home sure. base and radios. So then they alert them about like where they think you're going to land.
Right. Okay.
So, but it was fascinating. Watching them air up the balloons and yeah. what they look like. I've got some cool pictures of our pilot standing inside the balloon as it's airing up. And just the whole thing to me is fascinating. Yeah. And I just think it would be cool to see those balloons land all over your city. Yeah.
And
you know?
Have 400 of them up.
Yeah, amazing. Exactly.
I lived in Texas briefly when I was mm-hmm. young, and we went to some sort of a balloon fest like that.
Uh-huh.
And... I remember being fascinated as a third grader.
Yeah.
That there were so many balloons as far as you could see and mm-hmm. just, you know, at different levels and going in a different speed. And so yeah. I imagine it would be
really
amazing.
And it's
really
beautiful because they're all so colorful and, yes, you know, just fun to watch.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that got my trip off to a really great start.
Yeah.
And I went from there to Scottsdale, to Savannah. And great experience. Just we're going to save some of that for another episode just because there was so much. But just to give you an idea, if you have not been to one, totally relaxing. I went by my, you know, I would say that 75% of the people there were by themselves.
Okay.
So it's perfectly
it's designed
acceptable.
To be a it's, solo trip.
It is.
Really.
It is. Because, you know, you're going to get whatever... out of that, you can have whatever experience you
right.
want, and you don't have
yes.
to, be with a group to
right.
have a great experience. So you're given a list of classes. They have like 35 different classes that if you're staying there, you can take for free.
Okay.
You know, so it's included in your package that you can choose from. And I took a journaling class and met a couple of meditation classes. I took conscious breathing, which we're going to talk about later. I took, obviously, yoga. They had a rebound class, which is a class just designed around being on a trampoline.
Oh, yeah.
And I wanted to do that. It didn't fit in my schedule. They have kayaking and paddle boarding and hikes in the desert, which I did go on and suffered heat exhaustion for the first time ever. And really was a terrifying experience, honestly, because I didn't know
right.
what was happening.
Right.
I could not take one step further and had to just collapse and sit down. Luckily,
wow.
our guide was very experienced and took good care of me. But and it was just a 2-mile hike, but you don't understand. You are in the desert. He
right.
said he drinks 2 gallons of water a day. I drink a lot of water.
Right.
But apparently my system was not, and it was
keeping
90 degrees at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Sure.
So, you know,
yes.
you can say dry heat all
complete,
you want to.
Yeah,
but
completely different kind of heat.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's hot.
Yeah.
So they also have a really nice pool, and they do have a spa area, so you can get massages, all kinds
nice.
Of different treatment
yeah.
if you want to do that. And I did experience one of those. I did have when I go on vacation, I have a regular massage therapist and people who, you know, I take good care of myself
yes.
at home.
Yeah.
So I don't really want to do that unless you can offer me something
yeah.
that's a little different.
Sure.
But I did do their aquatherapy inside their spa, which you sit in, and I won't get the temperatures right, but you sit in steaming hot water for
mm-hmm.
2 minutes, then you move to ice cold water for a minute,
okay.
and then you move to a regulated spa.
Okay.
That's normal spa temperature for a couple of minutes.
Okay.
And it's designed to help your body regulate and just the same thing, sort of like what they do at the cryo spa, you know,
right.
in terms of they have
yeah.
both heat and cold. So anyway, that was interesting. It's a really nice facility. They have a couple of gift shops on site and a couple of restaurants. So really you do not have to leave.
Yeah.
They've got walking trails. They've got just everything, you know, right there. And the cool thing is you are, it's designed for you to be comfortable. So everybody's in yoga pants and
nice.
Or whatever and no makeup.
You
know, I didn't do my hair. I didn't,
nice.
Yes, which was, yes, because
yeah.
some resorts you go to, everybody's too worried about what they look like.
Agree.
And here they were there for the experience.
Yeah.
They wanted to, you know, if you're going to go from one yoga class to the next, why would you put on makeup, why and then you're going to go to the pool.
Get ready
yeah,
for the day.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So like that was nice.
And I would think that you going on a solo trip by yourself to a wellness retreat mm-hmm. that you, along with everyone else, is there for the same or similar reasons to
right.
maybe a reset or maybe just right. want to get away from their family for the week.
Right. Yeah.
Or they're searching for something mm-hmm. and need to find something within.
Right.
So it sounds like there's so much to do and so many options. If you want to have 2 days at the pool, you could,
right.
but you could,
right.
you know, interlace that with classes and just yeah. work on yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that.
It was, yeah, it was really a great experience. So then I went from there. I drove back up through Flagstaff, which I want to go back to. It looks like I was only there. By the way, the worst meal I had on the trip was in Flagstaff. That's unfortunate because I ate whole foods while I was on this,
I mean,
you don't get any bad food
right.
served to you while you're at the wellness resort,
right.
but I really wanted pizza.
Right.
And I don't know how you screw up pizza, but they did. It was not good. So
that's terrible.
Yeah. So anyway, then, so I want to go back to Flagstaff. I drove then to Santa Fe, spent the night in Santa Fe, another place I'd like to go back to just because I love history
mm-hmm.
and it is full of, there's
oh, yeah,
tons
I've heard
of history.
About Santa Fe. Yeah.
Then I drove on up. I wanted to spend a little time in Taos and then, but they had all the roads torn up around downtown so I could only go one way and
okay.
I couldn't really, so I don't feel like I got the true experience of Taos like I envisioned it.
Yeah.
I think the shops were there. I just didn't get to see them all.
Got it.
And then from there, because I'd been by myself but I do want to say one thing about being at the resort. Here's the great thing about traveling by yourself. You're forced to make friends.
Yeah.
You know,
true.
I met people from California, from Manhattan, from Jersey City, from Detroit, from, you know,
sure.
there were people all over the country that were there. And yeah, so that's interesting. But sometimes when you spend all that time by yourself, then you're ready to be around
yeah,
friends,
sure.
right?
Yes.
And so I wanted to, that's another reason I drove, is that I wanted to go up and see my bestie in Colorado Springs. And every time I'm there, they find something different for us to do. So this time I got to hike, and I hadn't been gotten to do that before.
Oh.
So we hiked the Seven Bridges Trail up. He didn't even know what the mountainside was called. But
sure.
anyway, got to go to the Broadmoor Hotel, which is famous. They have pictures of every famous person who's ever been there because of
gotcha.
The springs. I mean, I assume
yeah.
early on people flocked there because of the springs.
Sure.
But anyway, so everybody from Jackie Gleason to, presidents and everybody has stayed here.
Yeah.
We had lunch there. It was great. And
fun.
Then fireworks they had, and they have a brand new soccer stadium, and they lit off the fireworks from the soccer stadium. And we just sat on a rooftop, and from the rooftop, you could see fireworks all the way around you.
Wow.
So any direction
that
you look.
It was beautiful.
It was, and with the mountains sitting behind it. So it was just really great. The like I said, the couple of things that I want our listeners to know is, you know, I had some people say, I could never do that. I could never
right.
take a solo trip. Well, you absolutely could.
Right.
I mean, there's no reason you can't do it.
Yep.
If you're scared to do it, or it's just not appealing to you, that's one thing.
Sure.
But if you're scared to do it, please don't be scared because
yep.
there's, you know, we all have AAA or, I mean, if I'd had a breakdown or something,
yeah.
I mean, make sure your car's in good condition. I did do that.
Right.
Make sure
service
I had all my tires.
Exactly.
Had my tires rotated and balanced, do all those things. But, you know, really there was nothing scary about that trip. And I was on, I made a wrong turn out of Taos and ended up taking a different road. Oh, here's another tip. Always make sure you have a paper map with you in case you do not, in case you lose signal or your phone gets overheated to the point you can't even take photos anymore.
Yeah.
That also happened. So
that's a good tip. I got
yeah.
in your car last week
yeah.
and your paper map was sitting there and we
My
had
Atlas.
A chuckle about it.
Yeah.
Because I used to really love to travel by a paper map, right?
Yeah,
It gave me a high to know that, okay, we're not, oh, let's not go that way. This is a shortcut. This looks shorter, but
exactly.
It's two-lane country road.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Yeah,
that's a good tip because
it really is.
I don't know that I've seen one of those in recent years, but I'm certain convenience stores still
sell
them.
Oh, they do. And Barnes & Noble.
Yes.
So you can get one, and I would suggest that you do before you set out on any road trip.
Agreed.
Because it's great to have, you know, Siri to tell you where to go.
Yes.
But sometimes Siri can't find you.
Yeah. Well, and Siri is not perfect.
No.
She has led me into a really dangerous area of town before, somewhere where I was.
Yeah.
And was not the right area of where we were supposed to be. So Siri is not
100%.
All-knowing completely.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
So that's a great tip.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like you had an amazing trip.
I did. Yeah. So we just encourage you to get out and explore. This is a great country. There's so many places to go. I think it's interesting that you go back to the same place, and I love that you found a spot that you love.
Yeah.
And so depending on what you like to do, you know, find that spot that
That's
you
right.
love and
yeah.
go back, or get out and explore different areas. So we'll include some things in the show notes about places we stopped and some recommended eateries and things to do along your journey. But we hope you get out and do some traveling, because while there's no place like home,
right,
it is good to know what's on the other side as well.
It's always good to come home after a vacation.
Absolutely.
And always feel free to reach out. If you happen to be traveling in one of these areas, you can text us or find us on Facebook, Instagram, where you're already following us, I'm sure.
That's right.
Don't forget to hit follow and ask us questions about where we went. After I posted my beach pictures that I forgot to mention, for a nominal price, we have memories forever from this trip
and
amazing beach pictures, the perfect night. But after we all posted those, I had so many people reach out and just say, oh my gosh, those were so great. We're traveling there this summer. I've never been. Can you make some recommendations?
Yeah.
Or we always like to go here. Have you been there? So it's always fun to share ideas or experiences with friends, and really Facebook and Instagram is where we get to know what we have in common with our friends on there.
So
thanks for listening today. We hope you have a great summer vacation, and thank you, Gershman Mortgage, for hosting. We will see you all next time.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to the Simply Authentic podcast. Be sure to hit follow so that you can see each episode as it pops up weekly.